100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, I just felt it wafting against my porcelain skin this morning.
Wow.
Okay. What a
prescription.
And I thought, geez, there is something different in the air.
You paint a picture with your words, Creva. Well, you're in the right industry.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because when I paint a picture with my hands, it is not as nice.
Well, fair enough.
It's more of a dot-to-dot type situation.
You and I both.
How's everyone's day yesterday afternoon after the show? Anything exciting happen?
Another one of Siobhan's cousins is staying with us at the moment.
Mm.
Come from the Central Coast.
Oh.
To come see Pink.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
You know what? I think a lot of people would have done that because
yeah.
They've gone, especially, and I can say this because I'm from the Central Coast originally,
mm-hmm.
they don't like dealing with Sydney traffic. It's the same. Yeah.
They don't know the Castrians though, really.
Essentially,
do
they? Yeah. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that'll be easier parking up there, you know, there'll be less, I won't be stressed out by the toll roads, all that sort of stuff.
Wouldn't have been easier parking, I think.
Yeah.
I reckon it would have been chaotic.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, but in their minds,
yeah,
it would have
yeah.
been simpler. And that North Connects tunnel, when you come off the M1,
yeah, yeah.
that'd rattle heaps of coasties as well. So,
Why is that?
Just because they think it's, you know, they've been caught once, they don't want to be stung again. They would have all been up here for Pink.
There you go, well, yeah. I think it was buzzing yesterday.
Yeah, was.
Obviously, we're in Hamilton, so like,
yeah.
there's people even parking on our street and walking.
Yeah,
you know, like,
wow.
All of probably a K and a bit away, a K and a half away, or something like that. People parking out the front of ours.
Oh, I was about to say, how did that make you feel?
Didn't bother me. I wasn't going anywhere, it's fine. My car was already parked there. I already had a spot.
Oh, so, okay, yeah. I was going to say, you don't like it when people do that.
Yeah, yeah. If I did have a spot, if I was coming home circling, trying to find a spot.
Then it would have been wound up.
I would have been wound up. But I was already had a spot, so I was fine.
Yeah, set and forget. Very good. Look, I think that it's Pink fever, isn't it?
When you Most certainly is, yeah.
Driving past, I had to drive past for a delivery at like 11:30 a.m.
Yes.
Or 12, maybe. Already so busy there.
Yeah, apparently people were just kind of camping out and having a good time, just waiting for the concert to start, like 12 hours early. How crazy.
Yeah, crazy indeed. I think a lot of people just went, nah, this is my day today. I'm not even working. Happy Pink. Happy the day after Pink Day.
Some heavy heads.
Newcastle is loving it.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And New FM loves, and also Newcastle loves freebies, right?
We love freebies.
Free freebies, as yeah. Stephen likes to say.
That's outrageous.
and we, I guess, love making more local winners. And here's another chance for you. Ready?
Okay.
Just go to newfm.com.au for a chance to win one of 10 double passes to the all-exciting Raw Challenge, which is happening on the 23rd of March.
Oh, this is the one with all the mud, right?
Yeah, mud pits.
Yes.
Top billing. You've also got rope climbs, water slides, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Maybe get on there with your significant other. And this is the description given by the Raw Challenge. Get down and dirty. Their words, not mine.
It is the season, isn't it?
It certainly is. If you want, like we said, we've got something to give away. So you don't want to pay for it. And you're a local. This is your chance. Newfm.com.au. Get on there. And I guess just click on the little win tab and all the information is there.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Blackson, what's this about no swimming?
Good morning. Yes, we're going to start talking about poo.
Lovely!
That would be a nice way to do it. Look, Cryptosporidium, that's a really, really nasty parasite that when people have diarrhea, it actually comes sort of out and sort of swims around the place.
Oh, goodness.
And even if it's in chlorinated pools, it can last for ages. Now, New South Wales Health has put out a warning with people with diarrhea not to swim for at least 2 weeks. The state's recorded close to 500 cases.
Wow. That's
and a it's a huge, huge increase over the past... Look, okay, it was nearly 500 cases... at the moment, from the previous five-year average was 95. And in the Hunter, there's also been an explosion in the number of cases. Sorry to say explosion.
You are not sorry. Anyway, you're not sorry at all.
No, that's all right. Sorry, not sorry. And, yeah, big warning. Children with diarrhoea should be kept home from school, childcare and playgroup. Look, it's a pretty nasty thing. It can cause people to almost die. But also vomiting, fever, headaches, loss of appetite, acute diarrhea, nausea, and these nasty little parasites that get into your system there and affect the intestines. So
there you go. So
be careful. You should look at something that's around everywhere a lot of the time, but there's just been a huge explosion in the cases over the past month.
There you go. I cannot believe that it just survives in chlorinated pool like that. That's unbelievable.
It does. It can survive for up to 2 days. Wow. In a chlorinated pool, these little parasites, these are little things.
Yeah, super. Very
Once again, apologise to anyone having breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. All right, all switching right. gears.
How can you eat this time of the morning?
You'd be surprised. All right, changing pace a little bit. The Sydney to Newcastle high-speed train is only expected to make it to Cameron Park, not the Newcastle CBD.
A lot of people, this was sort of like, it's not old news, but it was something that went under the radar. And the new head of the authority which is going to run the high-speed rail, when it eventually comes, after we're all grandparents or something like that.
Yes.
Bit of a worry. Anyway, look, he was up before the Senate Estimates Committee hearing this week and was talking about, you know, how it'll go, where it'll be. And they're looking at a 2013 study, and there'll be a there'll be a business case put out at the end of the year. But Tim Parker, Colonel Tim Parker, said that it's they're still going on the way that it goes, which means it goes from Central Station in Sydney. So people have been talking about the high-speed rail from Newcastle to Sydney. Wow, it goes from Central Station in Sydney to a stop west of Cameron Park.
That's west, where I live.
West that, of Cameron Park.
Yeah,
right. So it's
not
west
of east. Cameron Park.
Right. Jeez, all right. So not
so
that effective.
All these people go, oh, it's a high-speed rail from Newcastle to Sydney. No, it's not. You don't go to Newcastle Station, or the interchange as we now know it, and get on a high-speed train to Sydney. You've actually got to get all the way out to west of Cameron Park, which means it's going to be after this... This huge amount of infrastructure or lots of Ubers to be able to get people out there. So
four connecting buses and 45 minutes later, you might end up in town. What they've done here is they've kept pushing it back and delaying it. Eventually, we'll be like, sod it, Cameron Park will do.
Yeah, that's it. And they're waiting for Newcastle to expand fully so that it is, you know, Cameron Park's just part of the CBD.
The problem is you can't go, you know, Cockle Creek, Adamstown, Broadmeadow, interchange. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
So it's sort of going, you know, west of Newcastle.
Okay.
All the way up there.
So not really a solution is what you're getting, but...
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
You love a Kim Jong-un story, because he's such a wacky character, right? He is, of course, leader of North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten some records on what he's spending money on in 2023-2024.
So, what, have they just had a look at his American Express card or something?
There's something along
Korean
those lines.
Express card.
Yeah, there's basically some trade figures out there, very, very limited, but we found out some of the things he's buying,
right? I love this.
Over $200,000 spent on women's fancy underwear in the space of a year.
How many women does he have in circulation? That's a lot of girlfriends.
$200,000.
This is, now, that is a great question. Obviously, he has like his, what he calls or is termed the pleasure squad.
Oh, he has it.
Yes, this is for real. Over 2,000 women apparently are part of this.
Wow.
So there's a bit of information for you.
It's like you know, full-time work. There's interns there. You work yourself up the chain type situation.
I don't know. And you know what? Sometimes with that, you don't want to ask more questions.
That's true. I was just going to say, it might be controversial to say, but I think he's been putting Hugh Hefner to shame just a little bit.
Wow. I mean, I think they're a different type of person.
Okay.
But, yeah, I see what you're saying. How about this, though? He absolutely loves the Larry Lungbusters as well. $12 million spent on tobacco products.
What was that figure again?
$12 million spent on
tobacco.
Now, I'm guessing maybe it's not just for him. Maybe he's like top generals or something and getting some of these fine cigars and cigarettes from overseas.
Right.
How about his spirits and liqueurs bill?
Oh, this would be good.
$5 million.
Oh, my God.
And his top cronies are drinking up a storm.
So, sorry, is this over a 12-month period? You're
correct,
saying all these
correct.
Figures?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about this? He must be absolute love pinball because he spent $400,000 on pinball machines in 12 months alone.
He does seem like a pinball kind of guy, doesn't he?
He sounds like a great friend to have out on a Friday night. Like, he sounds like he's a loose unit.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, all well and good, until he decides for some reason he doesn't like you. Then I don't think you want to be his friend anymore.
Not at all.
Absolutely outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, here's a little bit of a secret for you.
Right? I like secrets.
Indeed, what Stephen did, right? So at the Coles at Mayfield, you know that sort of newer one there? Just around the side of the bakery at the back, there's a little sushi cafe, right? Unreal. Some of the best sushi in Newcastle.
Really?
What makes it so good?
It's just like very fresh. Rice is perfect. Just had some yesterday and wow. I just thought, it's going to be like, you know, mall sushi. So average. But it's some of the best around. Unreal. It's just a little one at the back of the bakery there.
Is it made to order or they got like rolls you can pick or what's
they're
the go?
Very big. Like they got rolls you can pick, but they're so busy. It's just coming out fresh all the time.
Perfect.
So I think a few people are onto this secret.
Well, what's your go-to sushi order? Teriyaki and avo or something like that?
No, for fresh, I like the fresh salmon.
Right, yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
That's a good choice. A
little bit of wasabi on there, some ginger on the side, happy days.
There you go. Well, that does sound good. So where you say in Mayfield, behind the bakery.
Yeah, there's the Coles Centre or whatever upstairs, and you just walk past the barber and the baker. It's just at the back. It's unassuming. That's why I'm saying, a little bit of a secret. Go in there and get it.
Well, there you go. If you haven't made reservations or plans for Valentine's Day today, maybe some fresh sushi could do the job. Talked about it a few times, and of course, we'll say it again. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone in Newcastle and the Hunter.
We love, love.
And if you're in the car driving to work thinking, bugger, I forgot, you're going to have to get something on the way home. This is your, you know, friendly reminder. Because lots of people are getting ready for Valentine's Day, including Duolingo. Now, if you're not familiar with Duolingo, basically what it is, it's just this like, it's like a language learning app. It's got over 500 million users.
Gosh,
very popular.
Extremely popular.
Yeah, my partner Siobhan and I, we use it. We're learning Italian at the moment. So we've got a streak of like half a year or something, 180 days or something like that. Basically, you go on every day, you do a couple lessons, you can do as many or as little as you want, and you kind of like learn a language at your own pace, and it's free. So that's, I think, the appeal. Lots of people like doing that. But like I said, a lot of people will be trying to look extra nice for Valentine's Day today.
Of course.
Putting in a little bit of extra effort and all that kind of stuff.
I'm going for a haircut after the show at the Mayfield Barber.
Oh, there you go.
Going to look nice and spick and spec for, you know, the day that is for loving.
Mm-hmm.
But Duo is doing this as well. Now, Duo is Duolingo's mascot. It's an owl.
That's so cute.
And Duo has taken this, I guess, getting ready for Valentine's Day to an extreme because they've teamed up with viral TikTok sensation Dr. Miami to get a Brazilian butt lift.
Why?
The Duolingo owl is getting a butt job.
Why is it getting botched? We should put that on the show, botched.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. Like, so this TikTok that's gone viral, it's gone over like a million views, goes through the whole process of Duo getting that peachy bosom. It's set the internet wild. I mean, people are going crazy for this. One comment is, you know, Duo, you look so beautiful, I can't, all in caps, obviously yelled, to which Duo has responded, stop looking at my butt, don't objectify me. That's just the way they use the internet, is they understand their market. Yeah. They understand who they're appealing to.
I think they're going to go from 500 million users to a lot more from this. This is such clever marketing.
It's the Kardashian effect. Well, big butt, you know, a lot of eyes.
They should do the photo of Kim K with the wine.
Oh!
That's what they. If they're not doing that, they've missed a great opportunity. But it's not the first time they've kind of had this sort of behaviour or done something like this. In the past, Duo's had a nose job as well. So
really?
Had the nose fixed, Duo's also posted thirst traps targeted at Dua Lipa, of course, the celebrity crush. There's been videos going viral of the Duolingo bird going around smashing up people's laptops who are using Google Translate. It, like, you know, there's a big rivalry there.
Really?
Basically, they've just dived into, like, what is our audience? What
and
is
meme culture.
Meme culture. And they've, I don't know, I think they've done a great job. If you haven't gone and seen the video, it's a good laugh. And, of course, you know, make you feel a little bit special ahead of Valentine's Day.
That's what we're all about here. We love love.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
If any Novocastrian has driven up north, or, you know, people that are now going down south with the Arimba location, you'd all be aware of Heather Bray Pies.
Oh. Yeah. Iconic. It is an institution,
staple,
isn't it?
Yep.
And you heard the noise Ari made. That is a noise that many people make when they see or hear about Heather Bray Pies.
Or smell.
Yeah, that's it.
It's so like Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
You're salivating already. It's the bell, isn't it?
Now, they started this 20 years ago, this couple, you know, local couple. They now have 130 staff, 3 cafes, and in only 3 locations, they turned over a combined $15 million last year.
Holy dooly.
Massive round of applause to this couple who have done that. I mean, that is huge.
It's pastry and mints.
Well, but it's good pastry and mints,
well,
clearly.
That's true.
They sold nearly 2 million pies in the last 12
wow.
months. Yeah, it's unbelievable. They are really, really doing well. They get 90% repeat customers because locals know how good mm-hmm. they are, and people mm-hmm. from out of town as well when they drive through.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the business, they've turned into their 60s and they're looking to sell because they want to spend more time with family.
Right, okay.
So they want to sell as
new
a package.
Stage of their life.
Exactly right. Yeah. But what's kind of amazing is that means they started this in their 40s, you know? So
yeah, wow.
If you're going through life and you're thinking, oh, you know, maybe it's too late for me or whatever, you never know when a great idea comes, you can just go for it and, you know, take your life to the next level.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
And it just shows as well, like, the hardworking nature of Novocastrians. They're not worried or scared to get in, get their hands dirty and work hard. Because you know that didn't happen just for nothing.
Hmm.
Like, great location and everything, but great
you
idea.
You pay for great location as well.
That's
you know?
Right.
You gotta
yeah.
take a gamble.
And it's probably the best place for them to work as well, because we love to support local people and local businesses. It's such a loyal community, but also Newcastle are known for their foodies. Like, we're total foodies. So, yeah.
All I can say is good luck to this couple in the next stage of their life.
So what, you reckon they're trying to sell the 3 as a package
it
deal?
It is. The whole company is being sold, and they reckon that it could be expanding up to 100 locations going forward.
Oh,
so it'd be basically Heather Bray is going out to the nation.
Wow. Well, I got a tenner. What do you guys got?
Probably not enough.
Damn it.
Probably not quite enough to buy this business.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And amazing news for all of our sports supporters here in Newcastle. So, the Knights yesterday announced that star NRL centre Bradman Best, just like what Blaxland told us, has just re-signed with Newcastle on a three-year deal. How exciting is this? He's really a critical goal scorer for the Knights, like 30 tries and 70 NRL appearances, and he made his State of Origin debut last year. He's a gun. He's an absolute weapon.
There you go. In a very good summary. He's a gun.
He's a gun. The best is the best. His new deal, though, now get this, is worth an estimated $700,000 per season. This makes him one of the highest paid centres in the NRL alongside Zach Lomax. So this is massive news.
Yeah, I think, there was lots of rumours last year that it would be around the 800K figure. So that obviously the experts were pretty close in their, I guess, evaluation of him. But yeah, it's good to kind of, you see what they did at the back end of last year. They went on that 10-game winning streak. Me and you were doing the show together, Cream. The fever was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Around.
Yeah, Newcastle just got so excited, rightfully so. So we're hoping to continue that streak into the new season.
Absolutely.
All right, now being Valentine's Day today, the day of love.
Happy Valentine's Day, all.
It's about celebrating love, obviously, with those closest to you and your significant partners, of course. However, it can make you reflect on some old flames and maybe some of the shocker dates you've been on in the past.
I think everyone at some point's been on a bad date, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think just quickly with one of mine. So it was a couple of years ago now. I was out with this guy and we went out for dinner. Now, we were walking to the restaurant together, but he wouldn't walk with me. He'd walk like five paces in front of me and just kind of look over his shoulder. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just up here. I'm like, is he leading me?
He's got to lead you, of course.
Yeah,
he's got to be the leader.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway,
yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, so it's just like a regular restaurant. We're sitting down ordering and whatever. And he was like, I think you should order this. So he started to tell me what to order. I was like, I think I might do this. How about we get an entree to share, just to try to appease him a little bit. Anyway, it got really weird. The food came out and we were starting to eat, and then he started coaching me on how to eat. Like, he was telling me what I should be doing as a woman. And can I just use my fork like this? Yeah. And I'm like, this is not going to work. So I just kind of excused myself and I left the restaurant.
A bad day. He gots to go.
Yeah.
And there's some awful ones out there. 4967 4105 if you want to get involved or join the conversation on our Instagram at @thenovos_. We've got $100 fuel cards just for getting involved today. So
yeah, if you've got a bad date story, maybe it was like recent or maybe it was in the past. When I first moved to Sydney, didn't have much money and I met this girl. I was like, come round to my place for dinner. You know, I'll cook a romantic dinner, all that sort of thing.
The foodie that you are.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, she arrived and she was a little bit odd, you know. Just when you first meet someone, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Anyway, after dinner, I was like, all right, have a nice night, you know, first date or whatever. She wouldn't leave.
Really?
It was probably a good hour or two. I was like, kept hinting at it. All right, you know, see you next time. The date hadn't gone so well. And she just refused to leave. 2 hours later, she finally left.
Wow.
The dinner had finished and things were getting a little bit scary, I almost had to just actually say, you've got to go now.
It's actually time for you to leave.
It's actually time for you. The hints don't work. That was strange and terrible.
I'm sure there's plenty of Novocassians who'll be able to top your story. My story as well is my worst date I've ever been on was, I was like 18 or something, just got my pee plate. Mum and Dad were away for the week, right?
Ooh, la, la.
So I was like, here we go. I'll go on a date and I'll try and, you know, get a lady back to my place. Got a free house. So we took her out for a nice dinner. We went to the beach, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, driving home, totaled the car. Ran into the back of someone else. You know, there's like a backup at the lights. You know, brakes go on. I slide into the back of the car in front of us. My parents are away, so we have to call her parents to come pick us up. And they dropped me home. I never heard from her again.
Bad date stories of Newcastle. That's what we're after here.
We also joined the conversation on Instagram @thenovos_. Vaughn has messaged in. He said, the worst date is when the person doesn't show up.
Oh.
You guys ever been left like that?
Yeah, once. Yeah,
yeah,
stood
once
up.
Stood up. Oh, yeah.
It is disappointing. And you're like, how long do I wait?
Yeah.
You know, what's a reasonable amount of time when you're just late and then when you've been stood up?
I reckon I give them half an hour and then I message them asking them where they are. Like, are you
half
still coming?
Half an hour is too long to wait.
I agree.
I've waited an hour for someone before, so.
Well,
yeah, it wasn't good.
Ari, very patient is what we're learning here this morning. 4967-4105 is the number to call to Newcastle first. Michelle, what is your worst date story?
Well, I was set up on a blind date at the club. So I met this man at the club, and within the first 5 minutes, he was whinging about his life and his travel time. So we've ordered drinks, and I'm sitting there going, I really don't want to be here. And I was quite nervous, to be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to get my glass of wine and knocked it. It went all over him.
Oh.
He's got up to go to the bathroom. I thought, I can't do this, so I just left.
It sounds like a worse date for him than you, Michelle, if I'm honest.
And I've never gone on a blind date ever since.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what? Blind dates are bad.
Michelle's had to deal with some rough conversation. My old mate's had to deal with getting wine all spilt on him and then being left.
There we go.
Sometimes you know, don't you?
That's it. Straight away. Why waste any more time? Out the door.
1053. UFM. UFM.
The Novos. Lowest.
Deluxe. That's right, it's Lowest Deluxe time, one of our top billing games. It's very, very easy to play. Obviously, we give you three items on the menu there, and you got to list them the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to Lux.
It is pretty simple, isn't it? And, like, the prizes you win for the amount of work you have to do is absolutely unbelievable, isn't
it? This will be the easiest, if you can do this, it's the easiest thing you'll earn today.
Now, up for grabs today. I mean, we've just had Pink. If you want to keep this live music train going, Jess Malboy is on her way to The Hunter. She's got a new album out called Yours Forever. You can get your tickets at jessicamalboy.com or win them here, Lowest to Lux.
How good. Let's meet our contestant vying for those tickets from Rutherford. It's Christy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. Now, your voice doesn't sound too croaky. Were you at Pink last night enjoying a few Chardonnays, perhaps?
No, I missed the Newcastle tickets. I've got Sydney ones, though.
Oh, that's okay.
There you go. Yeah. Not missing out. That's the main thing.
That's it.
All right, well, hopefully we can keep this live music train going and you can get yourself tickets to Jess Malboy as well. We are going to play Lowest Luck. So what I'll do is I'll hand you over to Quizmaster Ari. And basically, you get three items. You've got to list them from the least to the most expensive. You with it?
Okay.
All right, Christy, let's get this thing started. So the first item I have for you is the Valentine's Day Mix Bouquet from Bellflora there in Broadmeadow. So that's your first one on the list. The second one is a 10-pack of Nescafe Cappuccino Coffee Sachets from Woolies at Katara. $7.60. Sorry.
Oh, no. You didn't hear that. That's all right.
I will give you another one because I'm stuffed up.
That's okay.
All right, let's go with large pickle bird combo meal from Red Rooster because they're delicious.
That's the one at Waratah there.
Yes, and the last one I'm going to give you, without the price this time, is the Philips Essential Digital Air Fryer in extra large in the colour white.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we need the lowest to Lux. You've got the flowers, you've got the pickle bird meal from Red Rooster, and you've got the digital air fryer. Take it away. You're representing Rutherford here, Christy.
Okay, I'm going to go the pickle burger meal from Red Rooster.
That's okay. Number one.
Okay.
And then the flowers.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
And then the air fryer.
Right, okay.
All right. So let's just, we've got a little bit of music
suspense.
There, Creebo.
I reckon we should get it. Let's do this, because everything to play for here. Jess Malboy tickets, only local winners at New FM.
All right, here we go. So the pickle bird combo meal comes in at about $13.
$13, yep. Okay. Approximately.
So that's your lowest. The Valentine's Day mix bouquet from Bellflora, I can confirm, is $85.
Oh, so just to clarify here, Christy, for you to win the Jess Mowboy tickets, you need the air fryer, digital Philips air fryer, to be more than that.
All right.
Yep.
The essential digital air fryer, extra large in white, is $299.
Oh, she's only got it, done it!
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Another local winner from Rutherford.
It's our Valentine's present to you. Happy Valentine's Day, Christy.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. And you see how easy it is. Another local winner.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets. 105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets. And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Yeah, prime time for the Jets. Friday night they're playing against Western United.
Get in.
Your old club, Ryan. Thanks for joining us. Any extra pressure against the old mob?
Thanks for having me again. No pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah, fighting twice already this year, so I feel like that little...
It's gone.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, we're just cracking on now.
Do you get to spend any extra time kind of with family and stuff there, especially being a Friday night game, I suppose?
Yeah. I asked the gaffer if I could stay an extra day. So, yeah, I get to stay. It's my dad's 60th as well.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it'd be good to see the family and get up back to the... back up the bush, it'll be good.
Happy birthday to Mr. Scott as well.
Yeah, indeed. That's nice. Going to be a big party?
Not crazy, but, you know.
Big enough.
Never leave any stones unturned.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll be good to see all the family as well. It's funny you mention asking the gaffer for an extra day off. I've, had a bit to do with Rob throughout his time here, you know, coaching Rob Stanton. I've gone through a lot of press conferences as well. And one thing I have noticed is while he seems to, like, really care about you as a playing group and, you know, like, really wants to see the best out of you all, he can be pretty, as you said, behind the scenes, straight bat in press conferences. A lot of them are. There's a lot of football cliches.
I hope he doesn't hear that.
There's a lot of football cliches, There's a lot of, like, week by week and all that sort of stuff. So what I thought we'd do this week for something different is I've come up with a game, Rob or Robot.
Yeah.
What I've got is a bunch of quotes from press conferences. Some of them are from Rob Stanton, the gaffer. Some of them are from ChatGPT, a robot. Just need you to decide if it's Rob or Robot. Ready to play? Okay, here we go. First one. Tonight was a hard-fought match. Credit to them for their performance. We gave it our all, and we'll take lessons learned and continue to strive for improvement next week. Is that Rob Stan or a robot?
Rob.
That was a robot.
Oh, no!
Great start. It's not far off the mark.
It's not far off at all, is it?
ChatGPT is amazing.
All right, next one I've got for you. It can go either way. It really can. I've seen them go both ways. I was preparing for it to possibly go the other way, but these things happen.
That's Rob.
That's definitely Rob.
I was against Wellington, I think.
All right. There you go. You remember the press conference as well.
You got one on the board.
All right. Another one here for you. We gave it everything tonight, Disappointed not to get 3 points, but I'm proud of the effort the team put in. We'll learn and come back stronger next week.
I'm going to say Rob again. This robot sounds like Rob too, if it's a robot.
It is a robot. All right, final one for you.
This is an equaliser, if you can.
If you go to develop people, you've got to trust them, and when things don't go well, you still got to back them, and in the end, you get rewards.
That's also Rob.
It is Rob.
Oh, there we go. 2 points. Two out of four, not too bad. You know what? I'm giving you a pass mark for that.
I guess what we've learnt is that all of them do sound like Rob. He's a very caring coach. He's got the cliches down pat as well. Maybe he is a robot.
Maybe he is.
Hey, best luck. Enjoy your trip back home. Fingers crossed you get the points against Western United, hey?
Cheers.
Good luck.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning, my name is Alex Beaver and I'm 8 years old in Year 3 at Beresford Primary School and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with showers and possible storm this afternoon with tops of 34 degrees. Right now in Carrington it is 23 degrees. Now back to the nose on 105.3 New FM.
Yeah! Well done, mate. You nailed that. You did a great job.
Absolutely smashed it. You should be so proud, mate. Absolutely stoked. But of course, we're giving you all the praise in here. Our score's not the one that really matters, is it?
No. We now need to cross back to our newsreader, Blaxland, this morning to get a score out of 10.
I thought that was really good. Weather can be very complicated sometimes because you go from sunny to storms to winds and all of that sort of stuff.
So all the weather.
He worked his way. Yes, it's not like, oh, it's going to be sunny today, full stop.
No.
But we had everything there. So that was really well done, Alex. I'll give Alex an 8.5 out of 10.
Come on. How good is that? Brilliant.
That is
dinged
in anyone's books. Yeah. I reckon that's an 8 in anyone's book. Now, mate, you've got a pretty jazzy shirt on. Do you want to tell us where this shirt's come from?
Bit of a shout out.
My shirt comes from Woodbury Warriors.
Woodbury Warriors represent.
Yeah. Get in there. Now, I believe you're in pre-season training. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, how's it going? All good?
Yeah.
Yeah, smashing it.
Well, his own pre-season training hasn't started with the club yet. You just got on the gym.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What were you doing at, like, 8 years old, Kremo?
Oh, not at the gym.
What were you doing, Ari?
Eating lollies.
I was playing a lot of Xbox, I think. I think I was going to the gym at all. Well, congratulations, mate. Of course, you've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play. They have unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. Now, you can book at kidsworldplay.com.au, or you can be the next weather whiz kid, just like Alex. Head to newfm.com.au. That is the place to book.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Pink fever has come across Newcastle the last week or so,
it's
really.
It's palpable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it all came to a head last night. Pink was in town. She did a show. From all accounts, it looks amazing. Yesterday on the show here, though, we were playing Lois Deluxe, and our competitor, Yvette from Cessnock, had this story when asked.
Are you one of the lucky 33,000 heading to Pink tonight?
I am, and I get paid for it because I'm working there, so it's going to be awesome.
Oh, what do you do?
I work in the kitchen area, so we're cooking for Pink and all of the crew, so it'll be awesome.
How good is that? She cooked for Pink.
So cool.
What an awesome job that would be.
Now, of course, we were like, let's get her on the show and find out what Pink ordered. Yeah. You know, does she have her steak medium rare? What's her situation? All that sort of thing. Apparently no. Shut down by...
Well, speculate. We've reached out for comment and heard nothing yet. We can only assume that perhaps Pink lawyers have you know,
silenced her.
Grabbed her tongue or something like that.
Exactly. We tried to call it. We couldn't get her on the show.
What? She has Vegemite on her steak, does she? Oh, that is weird. We wouldn't want that on the radio. All that kind of gear. So.
Anyway, unfortunately, we couldn't get her on the show. But it did make us think, what are your... What are Newcastle's celebrity encounters?
And, of course, join the conversation. 4967-405 is that magic number. Or you can head to the Instagram, at the Novos underscore. We got $100 fuel cards just for getting involved in the show today, which is absolutely phenomenal. Do you guys have any, like, celeb encounters that come to mind?
I do, and it's bizarre when you find the celebs out in the wild. So a couple of years ago when I was working in hospitality, I was a waitress, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to go take someone's order at the table, and sitting there was two gentlemen. So there were actually two actors out of the series Doctor that was filmed here in Australia out bush. So like it was like 2016 to 2021 that they were filming, and they just wanted to have just like a Parmigiana. That's all they wanted.
Classic.
And so it was Roger Corsa who plays Hugh Knight, and then of course you've got Ryan Johnson who plays the brother Matt Knight. Oh, it was so interesting.
You were starstruck. I get it.
I was.
It's funny how they have that aura around them. Another celebrity that had a big presence and in the news today, you know, signing that contract extension. When I lived at the Merriweather Share House, I was on the same block as Bradman Best.
No way!
Yeah, so now he's just signed that new 3-year deal with the Knights, of course. Exciting news.
Yeah.
But at the time, he's got this like little pit bull or something like that he always would walk.
Oh.
I used to like walk past him when, you know, I was doing a lap around the block as well.
Oh.
And he used to champ me. Hey, champ, such an alpha move. But of course, he is the alpha. He's Bradman Best. Well, I go, oh, how are you doing? Oh, shell of a man.
Thank you, Mr. Best. I was once walking up, hiking Mount Tomaree, had some friends like visiting from out of town. Of course, you show off Newcastle.
Yeah,
Port Stephens. Stephens.
Yeah. So we're hiking up Mount Tomaree, going the other way. So we were going up, he was coming down. Comedian Ross Noble.
Really?
Oh, far out. that?
He loves Australia, obviously. And, yeah, must have just been on holiday or, you know, tour on the way up the coast for a show or something. There he was.
Well, here's your chance, I guess, to tell a weird story or just perhaps flex the person that you've met in the flesh.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll start in Windale. Morning, Kim. What have you got for us?
I have Surf Gomo and Dane Bednar.
At the same time?
No, two different events.
Okay.
Yeah, worked in hospitality for quite some time and I was their waitress.
Which cafe was it?
Crown Plaza Newcastle, which is now Ridges, and the Rat Base.
Oh, there you go. Some nice locations, and of course you've seen them there.
Yeah, of course they're at Ridges. I was about to say, of course ScoMo was at Ridges, wasn't he?
Yeah, that makes
living up the good life.
Makes so much sense.
All right, let's head now to Rutherford. Good morning, Trish. What's your encounter story for us?
Yeah, I actually met Susie Quattro years ago.
Oh, wow, I love Susie Quattro.
I went to her concert at the Civic Theatre, and then after it, she was standing near the merchandise table, and I walked up to her. I actually got to speak to her for about 5 or 10 minutes, and we're talking about grandkids and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
It is like a humanising experience, isn't it? It's nice to know that they are kind of just they're people.
They're just
at the end
everyday
of the day.
People. Yeah. They certainly are. All right, let's go to Wanji next. Rachel, what's your celebrity encounter story?
I've served Marsha Hines a few times.
Really?
A few times?
How good is that?
What's the context? Yeah. Where did this all kind of happen?
I used to work for Colorado back in the day when they were around, and she used to come in and buy her shoes.
Really?
Oh, she's in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't have seen that. I wouldn't have picked that. In fact, she could have given me 1,000 shoe brands and $1 million on the line. I would have not gone Marsha Hines likes Colorado.
Was she lovely to deal with?
She's absolutely beautiful. Yep.
She seems like it too.
You know what? Restores faith in humanity, doesn't it?
They tell you never meet your idols because bad stuff happens. We've just had 3 anecdotal evidence stories there. Sometimes you do want to meet them. They're just good people.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this next story kind of makes you proud to be from Newcastle. This is so cool. I got randomly a call on Monday afternoon from someone I hadn't met. They were a listener of the show, big fan of UFM.
Great.
They said, hey, is this Creve? I was like, yep. They said, you've got that shop that sells old stuff, right? And I was like, you are correct.
Perfect description.
Yeah, that's it. He said, I'm at this place cleaning out a house and there's all this stuff that needs to go to the tip. If you want, you can take some. It's just going to save us on tipping fees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, sometimes this happens. Anyway, I went out there and there were a few bits of furniture and stuff that we can sell at the shop. Nothing too high-end, but it's once again, saves them on tipping fees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm carrying this like chair out to the van. And he says, do you know what the story is here with this house? I'm like, no idea. I just got the phone call before. He said, a couple of people that lived in this house were older. They passed away, which is very sad.
Yeah.
And they have decided to sell the house and give the money to charities around Newcastle.
Really?
So have they like, is this like a little bit in their will or something like
that's
that?
That's correct.
It? Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
wow.
There are other like family members connected or the trustees or whatever that are involved. Mm-hmm. And apparently they're doing well financially in life.
Yep.
And they've decided that this money is better off going to charities around Newcastle.
Right. So what suburb is this house in?
So I can only give a general area because I'm wanting to remain anonymous.
Sure.
But I'll give like 3 suburbs and you can sort of figure it out. Adamstown, Lambton, Katara sort of area.
Okay,
right, okay.
Sure.
Now, I mean, great location.
It is. The house is a bit like run down. It needs a bit of work. But they've also said that when it's going to be sold, they're just going to ask people around those areas like what families are, maybe saving up for a house and then they're not going to do it through real estate. And so it'll save on fees and just make it a little bit cheaper for a hardworking family in Newcastle.
Unbelievable.
This is ticking every box, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Doesn't this just restore your faith in humanity a bit?
Because it does.
The rich, usually, they just get richer.
Yeah.
Oh, I've inherited another house. I'll just keep that. Add that to the portfolio.
Absolutely. And you would think this type of scenario would have been maybe more common at least 10 or more years ago with how bad the cost of living has gotten. So this is just a step above the rest.
It really, as you drive to work this morning and you're looking out the window at this beautiful city that we live in, you can be proud that some people really do care for others in the community.
Mm.
And also, like,
go Newcastle.
It's so good, right? I just also wanted to shout out, there were boys there from ND Painting and Decorating, because they were just there, instead of working, they were just there just touching up the house, fixing things.
Well, on their own time.
On their own time.
This is such a great story, isn't it?
Yeah,
Newcastle absolutely. Coming together for charity.
That's it. And then there was some, like, other ones as well. There was a guy there who just, like, donating the use of his truck. To take rubbish to the tip. There was another builder there just helping out. They're like, yeah, we just want to get it all cleaned up to get the best price and the most money to charity.
Look, that's your time, your supplies and your fuel. I mean,
all
that is
that.
Giving everything.
It just makes you so proud to live in this city. And I just, as you go to work, as I said before this morning, you can be proud of where we live because our community does care for each other. Go Newcastle.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There are plenty of Novocastrians who this weekend will be telling mum and dad, it's not a phase, heading down the M1 to see Blink-182. A lot of pop punk fans, of course. Absolutely massive, this band is. They're playing in Sydney this weekend and next weekend as well. They've started their Australian tour. Now, they started this in Perth. They've then moved to Adelaide. They're in Melbourne now. Then, like I said, Sydney on the weekend.
Sure.
But I feel like what I've really enjoyed about their tour is I feel like the Blink-182 guys have really gotten behind Australian culture.
Really?
They've really embraced it, right?
What are they, eating Heather Bray pies or what's going on?
Well, they've started to partake in an age-old Australian tradition, which, for lack of a better word, is basically just state bashing. Our state is better than yours. It's such a rivalry, right? So they started the tour in Perth, and to the Perth crowd, they were like, oh, how good's the Perth weather? You know, it's really great here. We have to go to Melbourne later. You know, the crowds, they love it. Yeah, you're right. Four seasons in a day, Melbourne weather, it does suck. You know, it's like, it is such like common gear, isn't it? Such like, I guess, a well-known joke. They then go to Adelaide for the next show, and they've been recorded saying in Adelaide, you know, oh, we've just come from Perth. Bloody Perth. There's nothing out in Perth. It's the middle of nowhere. Or the Adelaide, you know, fans there. You're right. You know, Perth does suck. Adelaide's way better. I just love how they've just embraced this. Like I said before, I don't know how else to term it other than state bashing, but it's an Australian, it's an age-old Australian tradition. And it is like, there is a real, our state is better than yours, nah, type feel.
Well, it goes
with Australians, isn't it?
Yeah, and it goes to, you know, a closer local level as well. Newcastle, we always think we're better than the Central Coast.
And better than Sydney. It is. It goes all the way down, doesn't it? It goes right down the chain to, like, you know.
Suburb.
And, I mean, in Newcastle, there is a bit of my suburb's better than your suburb as well, isn't there?
Absolutely there is.
In your terms, Stephen, nah.
Well, exactly. I just love how quickly they've jumped onto this, embraced it and gone, this will get these crowds fired up. I can't wait to hear what they say about Sydney. You know, oh, we took one turn, that's why we're an hour and a half late to get out there. Or, you know, oh, yeah, the roads are confusing. I don't know what they'll do, but I'm looking forward to hearing what they say about Sydney in future shows.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Team, I think I could be in some trouble.
What's happened?
So, my partner Siobhan and I, decided that we're going to do belated Valentine's Day celebrations.
That's okay.
So, instead of having it on Wednesday, today, obviously, happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yeah. Sure.
We decided, let's do it Friday instead, because it won't be as busy, probably, you know, a bit cheaper. They bump the prices on Valentine's Day a little bit.
You've been tricked.
So, we've booked in for Signal Box on Friday.
That
is
special.
A bit lovely day in town.
Yeah.
But I woke up this morning, and it was like Christmas. My partner, she wanted to go up in the middle of the night. She'd left little notes around for me. She cooked some cookies in the shape of a heart and some muffins and all left out for me this morning.
Gosh.
I'm like, the servo flowers on the way home. Don't think you're going to cut it.
No, they are not.
I've been done in big time.
Oh, it's the old, we're doing nothing
this year.
And then
I've fallen for it.
Yeah, you're in big, big trouble,
looking
Stephen.
Like a bug. But anyway, I guess the point is a happy Valentine's Day to all our lovely Novocastrians. I hope you get spoiled as much as I did.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I'm so confused about this one. So the age-old life hack to save your phone from imminent destruction has been quashed, apparently. We're talking about, of course, dropping your iPhone into water and then, of course, immediately throwing it into rice to try and fix it and soak up all the water, right?
We've all been there. Going for a swim with it. Or I dropped the phone in the dunny once. That was pretty embarrassing. I was playing like...
I bet it was.
I was playing Doodle Jump on it, ironically.
and then the phone did a Doodle Jump and it was in the water.
Doodle Jump and it was in the dunny, yeah.
Okay, so according to Apple, this could actually do more harm than good, as in putting it in rice, and they've warned against it, as doing so could also allow small particles of the rice to damage your iPhone.
Right, okay. So what's Apple's solution? Oh, is it buy another phone? It would be, wouldn't it?
That sounds about right.
Right. So it's recommended you tap the phone against your hand, right, where, like, the charger is, and then try to remove the excess liquid and leave it to air dry for up to 2 days. Now, this, to me, sounds kind of like a conspiracy a little bit to try and get you to spend more money on a phone because how do you expect to get all of the water out and not to have a broken phone?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm doing a panic, like doing the old, you know how you do the pocket dance when you can't find something, wallet or keys, or you're like tapping yourself up and down?
Yeah.
I'm like that when I don't have my phone for 2 minutes. They want me to go without it for 2 days.
I don't think so.
It's not possible.
You're going straight in the rice thing still. But here's the thing. They're saying do not do it. It's like we've got our own Newcastle version of Mythbusters here, you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
Ari, you can be, what, Adam Savage? do you want to be Jamie?
Sure. What does that leave you as?
Carrie? Mythbusters. I think we could do more of this. Busting Newcastle's myths once and for all. And more local winners, fingers crossed, because our $10,000 cash tracks continue. Just be listening at all times. You hear that little jingle, make sure you write down title and artist.
Speaking of local winners, and of course, only Novocastrian winners here on New FM, Rachel and Wonji walking away with a $100 fuel card.
Oh,
talking before about your celebrity encounters, she revealed to us a little secret. Marsha Hines. Where's Colorado's?
Oh, the shoes. Yeah.
She came into the store not once, but twice.
Several times was Rachel's wording. There you go. They say never meet your idols. Sometimes you want to meet Marsha Hines.
Apparently she was lovely.
Okay, and I know it is still quite early, but in case you don't know already, it is Valentine's Day today, the day of love and appreciating all the people closest in your life. And yeah, just happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Hopefully everybody's doing something nice for themselves and their partners.
Sort your stuff out, blokes.
Get
those flowers on the server on the way home. Make sure you sort yourself out because, you want to treat your special someone today, I reckon.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.